The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Welcome, everyone, to the Pick 6 Podcast. This is John Breach, and I'm in the host seat today because Will Brinson is taking the week off to get his hair plugs fixed. Who knows how that's going to turn out? Let's hope he looks better when he gets back because he was looking pretty scraggly here in mid-June. Now, even though Brinson's out, we are still continuing with our All 32 series, and today that means we're going to be talking about the Atlanta Falcons. And joining me to talk Falcons football is none other than the legend himself, the most dapper man in NFL sports coverage, wears a bow tie everywhere, and that man is D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D. Led, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John, thanks for having me on the Pick 6 Podcast. Looking forward to talking with you about some Atlanta Falcons football.
Hey, so how are things going for you right now? It's totally chaotic times. What have your past couple months been like?
I've been pretty bizarre. I tried to maintain a level of normalcy by working from home. We were allowed to do that. We had to do the draft. Then the off-season program, the Falcons were great in setting up virtual media calls that helped us write our stories through this time. I've been able to reach out to some people that normally you wouldn't have had time to. Brian Cox, Marquand Manuel, Chris Selfo, and just to do some features that go along with our regular cover. So they've been able to keep us busy and working in a normal, as normal as we could while staying at home and, trying to make it without a haircut and all that kind of stuff.
I feel you, man. I haven't been 3 months. I might have to get one this weekend. But you've been working from home, but it's still been a pretty busy offseason for you. We've had the Falcons made a couple big trades. They brought in Hayden Hurst in one of those deals. They signed Todd Gurley. That's something everyone's been talking about, which kind of overshadows the fact that they also signed Dante Fowler. But we are not going to start with those things. We are going to start with Coach Dan Quinn. It seems like he is kind of on the hot seat going into the season. What do you think he needs to do to keep his job this year?
I think he's got to return to the playoffs. He's coming off of 2-7-9 seasons. Went to the Super Bowl, blew that. Got back to the playoffs and was on the 1 yard line at Philly as a favorite and couldn't punch it in. Then Philly goes on to win the Super Bowl. But ever since then, things have took a downward turn here in Atlanta. In 18, there were a lot of injuries. And then last year, they just didn't put it back together. Went 1-7 and then 6-2. So, yeah, he's squarely on the hot seat. Got to return to the playoffs in a new, tougher NFC South that has Tom Brady down in Tampa now.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, Dan Quinn's contract runs through the 2022 season. But as D-Led is saying here, he needs to get to the playoffs. Do you think if the Falcons do not make the playoffs, let's say they go 8-8, do you think he's not returning if they go 8-8?
Yeah, he won't be. Yeah, I don't believe he would be returning at 8-8 unless it's one of those 8-8s where you get one of the new wild card spots. But even that might not be enough to save it. They need to get in and make a run.
Now, you mentioned that 6-2 stretch, the 1-7 stretch. They started the season in 2019 at 1-7. They finished the second half of the season at 6-2. They beat the Saints. They beat the 49ers. Do you think we're going to see more of the team that had that awesome second half of the stretch, or that team that started 1-7 last season?
They're putting a lot of stock in that 6-2 thing, that 6-2 end. I mean, a lot of teams, you know, two of those were against Kyle Allen and the Panthers. They did go out and beat the 49ers on the last second play out there, and they did go down and beat the Saints, which, you know, was, you know, pretty, those are two pretty big wins. I don't know if stuff carries over like that. I just don't, you know, too many variables. The tight end's gone, the line's going to block better all of a sudden. I mean, Gurley should be better than Freeman at running back, you know, they got to carry it over, and they got a tougher schedule. So, you know, it's not a real rosy outlook for the Falcons right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned Todd Gurley there. He is one, and this is a stat that apparently everyone's just been talking about all offseason, is the fact that, you know, when the Falcons and the proper personnel on offense, they might have 11 first-round picks out there. Now, of course, that doesn't mean anything if these first-round picks aren't any good anymore. So how good do you think this offense can be with Gurley in it now and just overall?
I think, you know, if Gurley can give them some pop in the running game, and this line's built to run box, you need James Carpenter to have a flashback, or maybe the rookie Matt Hennessy can hold up at left guard. Then you got a second-year right guard and Chris Lindstrom, and then a second-year right tackle and Caleb McGarry. So that's a lot, you know, that you got to count on. If they can't run the ball on people, their play-action passes don't work. So running the ball, it's all got to start and setting the run, whether it's Gurley, Ito Smith, Brian Hill, or Quadri Allison. Somebody's got to move the ball on the ground for this offense to work. And then once they do that, Matt Ryan can do his thing and spread the ball around. That's been their best formula for success during Matt Ryan's time here, is to have that big running back, whether it's Michael Turner or Devontae Freeman in a couple of good years he had. But whoever it is, you got to run the ball first, and they got to show they can do that before you can start talking about Julio, Calvin Ridley, Hayden Hurst, and all the weapons that they seem to have amassed.
Yeah, and you're obviously emphasizing here how important it is for the Falcons to be able to run the ball. Do you think Gurley can have a big impact on the Falcons offense, and what has kind of the buzz been about him with inside down in Flowery Branch so far this offseason?
Yeah, the buzz has been great. They really like his attitude and his desire to want to be here. You know, they don't really know how much they can lean on him, but they don't think that they have to. They don't think, you know, it's a day and time where you got to give the ball to the back 30 times. But when you give it to him, he's got to be ready to go. 17 touches he averaged last year is probably where they're going to try to go with him, 15 to 20 a game, and spread him out and make him impactful. Rushes and touches. I think he immediately makes them better in the red zone. So, I mean, if the other guys can get you to the red zone, then you go to Gurley and do it like that, or, you know, you open with him, then go to the other guys and come back to him later in the game. But, yeah, he has a left knee that's arthritic, can't really pound him up in there 30 times a game. And, you know, they just have to be realistic with their expectations and how they use Ty Gurley in this offense.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people just point to that arthritic left knee and obviously worry about Gurley, but this is a guy who is still effective in the red zone. He scored 12 rushing touchdowns last season, which is an impressive number for anyone, let alone someone who had, you know, their carry total kind of taken away because the coaching staff was worried about the injuries. Now, we talked about the offense here. Let's talk a little bit about the defense. I feel like this is maybe the unit that doesn't get enough attention. Nobody's really been talking about them this offseason, even though they've made a lot of moves. I mean, not haven't we just seen Dante Fowler get signed, drafting A.J. Terrell. They made that trade for Charles Harris from Miami. What do you think has been the biggest move this defense has made this offseason?
Well, certainly getting Dante Fowler, you know, to replace, essentially replace Vic Beasley, and hopefully ramp up your pass rush. So that's the biggest. And then the second one under the radar move is drafting Marlon Davidson in the second round, the big tackle from Auburn. You know, you could sit him next to Grady Jarrett, put them both in the A-gap, and maybe you got a good little pressure package up the middle in the face of a quarterback. So, and then that might help Fowler out coming around the corner. So those two guys are the big ones for me, getting Fowler and Marlon Davidson, the big kid, five-star recruit out of Greenville, Alabama, went to Auburn and did his thing down there, much in the shadows of Derrick Brown. But those two picks have the potential of paying off in a big way for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, and I think that the Falcons absolutely revamped their defense going into the season. This was a team, you know, they gave up the 23rd most points in the NFL last season, the 20th most yards. Do you think, just based on what they've done this offseason, do you think this defense can be good in 2020?
Yeah, I think it could be really good if everything works out. We're talking about those two guys I just mentioned. They had some veterans come back, Tyler Davidson and Alan Bailey, that were very sturdy against the run. Big question mark is, can Tack McKinley get home at the other end and some pass rush? Deion Jones is fine at linebacker. Foye Ulukayan will try to replace Devondre Campbell. So that I think that's going to be fine there. The big question mark for us here, John, is the corners. Is A.J. Terrell going to be able to come in and hold it down? Second year guy, Kendall Sheffield, can he go outside if you need him early? He played nickel last year, speedy Ohio State kid. And then Isaiah Oliver struggled some on the right side last year, especially in that 1-7 mark. Then he came on down the stretch. So you got cornerbacks that are in the first year, second year, and third year in the league, and they're going to get tested early and often. So if those corners can hold up, you got a shot to have a really good defense. If they don't, then it's back to the drawing board.
Yeah, there you go. The Falcons' defensive hopes. Biggest question mark, the secondary cornerbacks. A lot. You know, the Falcons can score points, but if they're giving up points, it's not easy to win games. All right, we're talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We'll talk about the Falcons' win total, how good can they be, and a few other things.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
All right. Welcome back to the Pick 6 Podcast. Once again, talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We're going to go back to something you mentioned earlier, D. Led. You were talking about the offensive line Basically, I want to know what you think the biggest position battle is going into the 2020 season. Do you think it's at cornerback on defense? Do you think it's somewhere on the offensive line? Do you think it's at backup quarterback? What do you think the biggest positional battle is as the team gets right ahead to training camp in about a month and a half?
Yeah, I think the biggest battle is going to be at left guard. They drafted Matt Hennessy to probably be the future center. Take over for Alex Mack. They signed James Carpenter last year, but he got hurt and didn't play as well. Jamin Brown played a little bit over there. So if you can't get that left guard spot stabilized, then you're going to have problems in the run game and then in the interior of Matt Ryan's pocket. So I believe that's going to be the biggest position battle heading into training camp.
Yeah, and obviously the offense kind of falls apart if you have a quarterback who's getting sacked all the time. And that's exactly what happened to Matt Ryan last year. He was sacked 48 times. For those of you who do not follow the Falcons every week, that was tied for the most in the NFL. That's tied with Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. So that is definitely something that has to be fortified for the Falcons, is that offensive line. So it'll definitely be a battle to watch there. Now let's get to let's talk about the win total and expectations for this team this season. In Las Vegas, our friends at William Hill have set the win total over under at 7.5. So, you know, they right there, we mentioned the Falcons 7-9 the past two seasons. Are they going to be able to top that, or are they going to hit it for the third straight season and Dan Quinn gets fired? Who knows? D-Led knows. D-Led, do you think what is the ceiling for this team this season? What do you think? How many wins can they get if everything goes right?
I think if everything goes right, they might can get to 10 wins and, you know, and be in the playoff mix as a strong seed contender. But everything's got to break right for them. They've got a lot of people in place that need to step up their games and, compete at a high level. So if everything goes according to plan in this virtual offseason, they'll have a shot to get to 10, but I understand the 7-8 is probably correct on where it should be heading into the season. But, you know, the good team, steal a game here and there and get to 10 wins some kind of way. It's all set up with the parity in the league to be 8-8, to be right in the middle of the pack. And the good team somehow figure out a way to jump up out of that pack and snatch that playoff berth. And that'll be the challenge that'll be facing the Falcons in 2020.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that the schedule is a little bit more difficult this season. I'm going to point one specific part out. Four of their last five games, so we're talking week 13 through 17, they go against Drew Brees, then they play out in the West Coast against the Chargers, then they play Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Tom Brady. Has there been any sense, is there schedule talk when you talk to people that, wow, this is a brutal, brutal schedule for this team?
Yeah. Everybody, as soon as it came out, we spotted, we zeroed in on that. And the opening's not real easy either. So if they can get to that point and they're in contention, then you got a chance, you know, step up and play some ball and get into the playoffs. Now, if they're not, I mean, things can go sideways all the way. So it is a difficult schedule, but certainly that back end is very treacherous. They're used to been playing the Saints and the Bucks late last few years. They've backloaded that NFC South schedule. I think they played all six of the games in the final eight last year. So having Tom Brady in the division, all of a sudden those Tampa Bay games look a little bit different than with Jameis Winston.
Yeah, absolutely. The Falcons got that free gift from Jameis Winston in that season finale last year, that pick six in overtime that Jameis threw. And you mentioned the beginning of the schedule, of the 2020 schedule, and the Falcons open with the Seahawks. They play at the Cowboys, then they play the Bears, and they play at the Packers. So not really any easy games in there. And because there's not any easy games, let's go the opposite route. Let's not look at the ceiling for this team. What if the wheels fall off the wagon? How bad do you think things could get? Four wins, five wins?
Yeah, the total sideways blowout is 4-12. I mean, you know. They just can't put it together. They can't block, and the running game's flattened, and the young corners fall apart. You don't have a pass rush. You know, you got to look at all that stuff working, and then you got to look at, what if none of it works? And if none of it works, I mean, it's hard picking out four wins on that schedule. So these young, they're young. They added some players who were talented. You know, they were at least first round picks like Laquan Treadwell, Charles Harris, Deion Buchanan. So, you know, they have some talent. It's a matter of them pulling it together and putting it in a place to where they can play and win with the talent. So if that doesn't work, then yeah, it could go sideways. No question about it.
All right, D-Led, I'm going to put you on the spot. The season does not start for 3 months, and that's assuming it starts on time. What is your current prediction 3 months before the season starts for the Falcons win total in 2020? And where do you think they finish in the NFC South?
Well, right now, without having seen them on the field, we would have seen them by now in OTAs and mini camp normally. So without seeing them, I got not seeing the chemistry and how the new guys fit and everything. I got to stick with the 8-8 crowd. They got a lot of talent. It's a tough schedule. I haven't seen them take a snap. But right now, 8-8. And then, you know, if everything works for them, you can get to 10-6, 11-5, and be in the hunt in the playoffs.
And there we go. And I think that is a fantastic point by D-Led here that, look, no one has seen any of these teams on the field yet. Usually you get a chance to see rookies play. No one's seen that yet. You have no idea what the chemistry is. Are new receivers going to gel with the quarterback? Are the new players healthy, guys like Todd Gurley? So there are a lot of question marks, but that is it. We got D. Orlando Ledbetter's prediction for the 2020 season. D-Led, thank you so much for joining the Pick 6 podcast to discuss the Falcons. You can follow D Orlando on Twitter at D Orlando AJC. And make sure after you listen to this, you can download, subscribe, and listen to all our podcasts by checking out our feed. And make sure you leave a 5-star review. Tell D-Led his prediction's awesome. Tell me I'm a better host than Brinson. We love it all, and we will talk to you guys soon.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.